a rumble of thunder so loud it hurt, and a hard rain began to fall. She rode a red motorbike. Not a friendly Honda red, a deep, bloody red, rich, dark and hateful. The bike was apparently, in every other respect, ordinary, except for the sword resting in its scabbard, set onto the side of the bike. Her helmet was crimson, and her leather jacket was the colour of old wine. In ruby studs on the back were picked out the words, Hell's Angels. It was 1:10 in the afternoon, and it was dark and humid and wet. The motorway was almost deserted, and the woman in red roared down the road on her red motorbike, smiling lazily. It had been a good day so far. There was something about the sight of a beautiful woman on a powerful motorbike with a sword stuck on the back that had a powerful effect on a certain type of man. So far, four travelling salesmen had tried to race her, and bits of Ford Sierra now decorated the crash barriers and bridge supports along 40 miles of motorway. She pulled up at a service area and went into the Happy Porker Cafe. It was almost empty. A bored waitress was darning a sock behind the counter, and a knot of black-leathered bikers, hard, hairy, filthy and huge, were clustered around an even taller individual in a black coat. He was resolutely playing something that in bygone years would have been the fruit machine, but now had a video screen and advertised itself as Trivia Scrabble. The audience were saying things like, "It's D, press D, the Godfather must have got more Oscars than Gone with the Wind. Puppet on a string, Sandy Shore, honest, I'm bleeding positive. 1666. No, you great pillock, that was the fire, the plague was 1665. It's B, the Great Wall of China wasn't one of the seven wonders of the world." There were four options: pop music, sport, current events and general knowledge. The tall biker, who had kept his helmet on, was pressing the buttons, to all intents and purposes, oblivious of his supporters. At any rate, he was consistently winning. The red rider went over to the counter. "A cup of tea, please, and a cheese sandwich," she said. "You're on your own end, dear?" asked the waitress, passing the tea and something white and dry and hard across the counter. "Waiting for friends." "Ah," she said, biting through some wool. "Well, you're better off waiting in here. It's hell out there." "No," she told her, "not yet." She picked a window table with a good view of the parking lot and waited. She could hear the Trivia Scrabblers in the background. "That's a new one. How many times has England been officially at war with France since 1066?
20? No, it's never 20. Oh, it was. Well, I never.
American war with Mexico, I know that. It's June 1845. D, see? Told you." The second shortest biker, Pig Bog, 6'3", whispered to the shortest, Greaser, 6'2".
"What happened to sport, then?"
He had love tattooed on one set of knuckles, hate on the other. "It's random wassits, lection, innit? I mean, they do it with microchips. It's probably got, like, millions of different subjects in there. It's in its RAM." He had fish across his right-hand knuckle and chip on the left.
"Pop music, current events, general knowledge and war. It's just I've never seen war before. That's why I mentioned it."
Pig Bog cracked his knuckles loudly and pulled the ring tab on a can of beer. He swigged back half a can, belched carelessly, then sighed.
"I just wish they'd do more bleeding Bible questions."
"Why?" Greaser had never thought of Pig Bog as being a Bible trivia freak.
"'Cause, well, you remember that bit of bother in Brighton?"
"Oh, yeah, you was on Crime Watch," said Greaser with a trace of envy.
"Well, I had to hang out in that hotel where me mam worked, didn't I? 3 months. And nothing to read, only this bugger Gideon had left his Bible behind. It kind of sticks in your mind."
Another motorbike, jet black and gleaming, drew up in the car park outside. The door to the cafe opened. A blast of cold wind blew through the room. A man, dressed all in black leather, with a short black beard, walked over to the table, sat next to the woman in red, and the bikers around the video scrabble machine suddenly noticed how hungry they all were, and deputed Scuzz to go and get them something to eat. All of them except the player, who said nothing, just pressed the buttons for the right answers and let his winnings accumulate in a tray at the bottom of the machine. "I haven't seen you since Mafeking," said Red. "How's it been going?"
"I've been keeping pretty busy," said Black. "Spent a lot of time in America. Brief world tours, just killing time, really."
"What do you mean you've got no steak and kidney pies?" asked Scuzz, affronted. "I thought we had some, but we don't," said the woman.
"Feels funny. All of us finally getting together like this."
"Funny?"
"Well, you know, when you spent all these thousands of years waiting for the big day and finally it comes, like waiting for Christmas or birthdays."
"We don't have birthdays."
"I didn't say we do. I just said that was what it was like."